Sahaviryam karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwara Guru Reva Param Brahma Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Samasta Jana Kalyane Niratam Karunamayam Namami Chinmayam Devam Sadgurum Brahma Vidvaram Satchidananda Rupaya Vishvotpatyadi Hetave Tapatraya Vinashaya Shri Krishnaya Vayam Namaha.
We are going to start chapter 27 of Canto 3. And the title of this chapter is How to Attain Liberation Through the Differentiation of Matter and Spirit. How can we get liberation, mukti? So Bhagwan Kapil Dev will be giving us step by step the sadhana. He will tell us about the purush. He will tell us about the prakriti. About the prakriti we have seen in detail in our previous chapter. How the creation came into existence from pradhan to prakriti to mahatattva and then ahankar, then tanmatras and after that gross elements. Indriyas, all the senses, mind, intellect, everything we have seen. And then the Virat Purush. How the Virat Purush came. Verse number one.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Atha Saptavinsho Dhyayah Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Prakriti Sthopi Purushah नाच्यते प्रकृतेर्गुणैः अविकाराद् अकर्तृत्वात् अनिर्गुणत्वात्
निर्गुणत्वात्
निर्गुणत्वात् जलार्कवत
श्री भगवान वाच विच भगवान इज सेइंग कपिल देव भगवान इज सेइंग एंड टू होम टू देवभूति देवभूति Devati asks about the Mukti Mark and he is telling the Mukti Mark. He is saying, Prakritastha api Purusha. Purusha means the Atma. Atma is seated in Prakriti Karya. What is Prakriti Karya? Prakriti Karya is Deha. Deha. Deha is made of Prakriti. In our last chapter we have seen, all Indriyas, mind, buddhi, everything is made of Prakriti. So in this prakriti, that Atman is seated prakritistha, like you are chairastha, seated on chair. Similarly, the Atma is prakritistha, is seated in prakriti. Najyate, najyate means not agitated. That Atma is not agitated. By what? Prakriti gunai, by the guna prakriti. By the guna prakriti, by the sattva, rajas, tamas guna prakriti and all its modifications, the atma which is seated in this body and this body which is an effect of prakriti, he is not affected. Why? Abhikarat, abhikarat, unmodifying. That is the nature of atma. Nature of Atma is abhikar. Is that abhikari, not modifying. Then akartitvat. Akartitva. There is no doership in Atma. Many times we have seen Atma is a karta, Atma is a karta, Atma is a vikari, Atma is a vikari. That is also said. And nirgunatvat. Nirgunatvat, in Atma there is no gun. Gun is different from Atma. All the gun are in the maya, in the prakriti. So seated in the body, Atma is not affected by prakriti karya. Prakriti karya means the actions of body, modifications of body. It's not affected. Then he gives an example. Jalarkavat. Jalarkavat. Arka means sun. Sun. Jal, water. So we see water, in the water, the reflection of sun. So that reflection is not affected by the coolness or the hotness of the water. Or the movement of water. The movement of water. The water may move because of the waves there. It may feel that the reflection is broken, but it's really not broken. It's not affected. All changes are happening in the water, but nothing happens to that reflection of sun. That is to be known. Same thing is happening inside. Same thing is happening inside. That Atma is there, seated in this body, but it is not affected by all the actions, all the modifications of the body. So just as the sun, though seen reflected in water, remains unaffected by the attributes of water, that is coolness or unsteadiness, so the spirit, though abiding in the material body, remains unaffected by its pleasurable and painful experiences, being devoid of. Why it is not affected? Abhikaritvat. Because it is not modifying. Akartitva. There is no doership. Nirgunatvat. It is devoid of all attributes. So how can we also remain unaffected by this? So it is said a person who is detached from matter remains just like the sun reflected on the waters, unaffected by the coolness of the water or unsteadiness of the water. So such person or such a devotee is in sansar. Such devotee is in sansar, but not affected with all the happenings of sansar. Why? Because he is in the transcendental mood. He is in transcendental mood. So what we have to take away from this verse? So takeaway point is, detach from matter. That's all. Bhagwan is not saying that throw away matter. Bhagwan is seated in this body. He is not leaving this body. He is seated in this body. So we also have to remain in sansar. But not get affected. How can that happen? If we are unattached. That's all. Unattached does not mean that you will throw away everything to things you are attached. We are attached to children. So we will not say to the children, "Now get out. I am not attached. I don't want to get attached." No, they will remain there. In mind, we have to think this thing. Lord has given me this job. This is Lord's job. But in mind, we have to think that each person has got his own journey. They will go according to their vasanas. I will not get attached to them. That's all. Okay. Avikarat, without change, spirit is unaffected by vikar of the body, mind, intellect, sukh, dukh. Acha, where is this sukh, dukh happening? Sukh, dukh is happening in mind, not in Atma. We have to understand that. Atma is illuminating the thought of sukh and dukh, but the illuminator is not affected by the illumined. like a street lamp illumines both the funeral procession and marriage procession. But the street light is not affected. Street light is not affected. Same with the illuminator inside us, the Chaitanya, the Atma, which is illuminating the thought of sukh or the thought of dukh, is not at all affected by these vrittis. So by vairagya and bhakti, we can reach to that state. By vairagya, vairagya from Atma. Only 2% are saying no, vairagya not from Atma, vairagya from Anatma. So we have to have vairagya for Anatma and bhakti. Bhakti means what? Bhakti means turning your attention, loving Bhagwan. So with vairagya and bhakti, we can reach that state. We can reach that state. Akartitvat, free from doership, therefore no bhoktritva. If we become karta, then we become bhokta also. Atma is a karta. So it's not bhokta. So although Atma is this in this body, but it is asang. Atma is there with all of us, but it is asang. Atma is nirvikar. There is no change in Atma. You see, the body grows old. Atma never grows old. It is one and same always. And all the akars are forms in the prakriti only. All the akar, all the forms are in prakriti only. Because Atma is nirakar. Atma is nirakar. It has got no akar, no form. What will happen if it has got a form? It will become perishable. It will become perishable. Anything which has got a form, or any, if it is a form, then it will be seen. Then it will be seen. If anything is seen, then it is modifying. It is mithya. It is asat. So Atma is nirakar, and all the akar, akar means forms. Nirakar means formless. So all the forms are there in prakriti only. Atma is nirakar. Next.
Saye sayarhi prakritehi guneshu avivishajyate ahankriya vimudatma kartasmiti abhimanyate.
Sa, that living entity in this body, esa, this, yahi, when prakriti gunai, guna prakriti, saha, the living entity, prakriti gunai, abhivisajyate is absorbed or attached. So when this living entity or the jiva gets attached to this prakriti, then what happens? Aham kriya is the same thing like ahankar. Ahankar, aham kriya is one the same. Aham kriya, the ego. Ego, vimurhatma. I think you remember one line from Bhagavad Gita, ahankar vimurhatma karta aham iti manyate. Same thing. Same line is here. Aham kriya vimurhatma karta asmi iti abhimanyate. I am that karta. He thinks. Abhimanyate. He considers himself karta. Why he became karta? Because he get attached to prakriti. We have already seen Atma is karta. Atma is a karta. And we also know who is karta? Prakriti is karta. Now this person, living entity, what he has done? He has identified with prakriti. Since he has identified with the prakriti, he thinks the guna of prakriti is mine. Guna of prakriti is mine. He thinks body is me. Identified with the prakriti. Body is me. And then he says, I am karta. Karta is prakriti. But since he is identified with the body, and body is an effect of prakriti, therefore he considers himself as karta. So such person is said by Kapil Dev Bhagwan, he is Vimuratma. Mura, pool. Vimura, Vishesha Rupena Mura. Vishesha Rupena Mura. He is a pool. First class pool. Ankar Vimuratma, Kartna Masmiti, Abhimanyate. So when, however, he gets attached to Guna Prakriti, he begins to look upon himself as karta doer, being completely deluded by ego. Are you understanding the full science? Who is karta? Prakriti is karta. Living entity, what happens? How he becomes karta? Because he gets attached to prakriti. Attaching to prakriti means what? Attaching to prakriti karya. What is prakriti karya? Body is prakriti karya. Prakriti karya means effect of prakriti. Since he gets attached to this, prakriti is karta, and he, because of the attachment, he starts thinking, I am karta. I am karta. So therefore, it is said, he is a vimur atma. So, jeev is forced to act when associated with the prakriti, he acts as per his vasana. Now, since the prakriti is constantly changing, there is always action in the prakriti. Always action. It's continuously changing. Our body is also continuously changing. When associated with this, he starts acting. How he acts? According to our vasanas. Now you all know what is vasana in our BMI chart. Vasana. Each one of us are acting according to our vasana. Our spouse also like that. Children all act according to their vasana. So prakriti is acting, but the ignorant jeev thinks he is karta. This wrong notion can be removed by bhakti as per bhakti shastra. So when by bhakti shastra you reach Bhagwan, you come to know that Bhagwan is nothing but that Atman or Brahman, and Brahman is karta. Brahman is akarta. Atma is akarta. Be attentive. Akarta. He comes to know that he is akarta. So Arjun in the beginning was thinking that he is karta. When he came to battlefield, he started thinking, I will be killing all these people, and he gave a lot of arguments to Bhagwan. We should not fight. So many things is going to happen. We did not think about all these things. These Kaurav are greedy people. But we are intelligent people, you know. Let them be greedy. We should not fight. But when Bhagwan gave the knowledge, same Arjun understand that he is a karta when he came to know. And Lord only say, not only showed him, the Vishwarupa also told him, you are only nimitta matra. I have killed all these people. I have done the job. But I want that the people should garland you for the victory. Kaun jita? Arjun. But Bhagwan has already taken up the life of all Kauravs standing in there. The moment he blew his conch, all the lives were taken. Nobody will go back home. Nobody will return. But Bhagwan wants that Arjun should be get that honor, that yes, Arjun fought. And he won also. So how it happened? It was direction of the Lord Krishna. Bhagwan said so. He understood. And he fought and won also. All karma, good or bad, bind us. We have to understand that. Bad karma will give us sukh. You all know bad karma will give you dukh only, and good karma will give you sukh. So even if we do any good karma also, we have to understand. I am not saying that don't do good karma. I am not saying that. I am saying that even if we do meritorious work for experiencing the sukh, we may have to take birth again. It will be on the higher loka. And when the sukh is exhausted, when the prarabdha is exhausted, when the karma phal is exhausted of that punya karma, we come back again. And for the bad action, what happens? We devolve. We go to the lower loka. And after that, bhogbhumi. Both upper loka and the lower lokas are only bhogbhumi. This manusya loka is a karma bhumi. Karma bhumi. So now think, how long we will go up and down to the upper loka and lower loka? We have to come out of this cycle. So bhakta acts as per the direction of the Lord and become free of all responsibility. Bhakta acts according to the direction of the Lord. What is the direction of the Lord? We have to study Bhagavad Gita, how to act in the world. We don't know how to act in the world. We have not studied Bhagavad Gita. So bhakta acts according to the direction of the Bhagavan. Like Arjun, when he heard everything, whole Bhagavad Gita, he started again fighting. As per the direction of Bhagavan. As per the direction of the Bhagavan. And then even the action which is bad also will not bind. Arjun killed so many people. Arjun killed so many people. But there was no papa. No papa. Next.
Tena samsara padavim avaso abheta nirbritaha prasangikai karma dosaihi sadasad misrayonishu.
Tena means by that doership, kartitva. By that doership. Sansar padavim means is the repeated sansar. Sansar is continuously changing. Sansriti iti sansar, continuously changing. Changing means what? There is a birth, sustenance and death. Continuously this is happening in sansar. So this repeated janma mrityu is continuously happening. Sansar padvim, padvim is the path. Those who are in the path of this sansar, those who consider the sansar as real, they are under the cycle of birth and death. Abasa, abasa means helplessly. Helplessly. They are going in that cycle. Abhyati. Abhyati means they undergo. Helplessly they undergo this sansaran. Sansaran means in janma mrityu. Anibrita, discontented. Discontented. They go in the cycle of janma mrityu. Prasangikai. Prasangi means resulting into the sangha. Sangha means the attachment. Attachment to prakriti. Karma dosai. And the, by the faulty action. Earlier I was telling you, we don't know how to act in the world. These are all faulty actions. That faulty actions will give you result. And what will the result? Sada asada misra yonisu. Sada asada misra yonisu. Different yonis. So you have done good work, you will go to the higher loka. If you have done bad work, you go to the lower loka. What is misra yoni? Misra yoni is the manusya janma. Misra. Misra means both. Sukh and dukh we have experienced, and are experienced, and will experience. And will experience sukh and dukh. So misra yonisu they go. So due to this kartitva doership, he loses his peace of mind through evil attaching to actions. He loses peace of mind. Whenever we do kamya karma, our mind is agitated. Pata nahi phal milega ki nahi milega, what is going to happen? Mind is continuously agitated. And brought about by the association of the matter. Why it has happened? Because we are associated, we are attached to the matter, attached to prakriti, and helplessly thrown into the womb of good, evil, and mixed type of yonings. Helplessly. We are acting. We cannot stay without action even for a moment. And not knowing the art of acting in the world, we act, and we are bound by that karma. Therefore, we have to undergo repeated janma and mrityu. Kartitva itself is because of the ignorance of sarup. What is kartitva? Doership. Why this doership has come? Because we are ignorant of about true nature. What is our true nature? Atma. And Atma is Akarta. We don't know that. Atma is Akarta. We don't know that. Therefore, we have superimposed Kartitva on ourselves. Why? Because we got attached to Prakriti. And Prakriti is Karta. And we think since we are attached to Prakriti, therefore we are Karta. So how this has happened? Because of the attachment to the Prakriti, the Kartitva has come. And that means ignorance of our true nature. That I am Atma, I am Brahman. We are ignorant about that. If we consider ourselves as Atman or Brahman, what will happen? Then I will become Akarta. I will become Akarta. Since we consider ourselves as Karta, that means we are ignorant about our true nature. Now question comes, how to act in the world? So chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita says, yagarthat karmana anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. Yagya arthat karmana anyatra. If you are not doing action in the form of yagya, any action which is not done in the form of yagya, lokoyam karma bandhana, in this loka it will bind you. It will bind. So what is the yagya karma? It is not that the fire rituals every day, all 24 hour I have to kindle a fire and go on giving oblation. Yagya. I am doing yagya. No. In Vishnu Sahasra, one of the name of Vishnu is yagya. Yagyo vai Vishnu. So if we replace the word Vishnu in place of yagya, so what will happen? Vishnu arthat karmana anatra. Any action which is not done for Vishnu will bind us. Any action not done for Vishnu means what? Any action which is not done for the happiness of the Vishnu will bind us. Now you see what is happening. We are all doing action. Are these actions for the happiness of Vishnu? Whose happiness is that? My ego. Therefore, these actions bind us. Understand the science. Once you understand the science, why it is binding us, how to act in the world, throughout our life we have not followed this norm given in the Bhagavad Gita. So we are all bound by our own action. Yagyarthat karmana netra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya. O kaunteya, O Arjun, you do action for him. That is what Arjun did after getting the knowledge. Whatever Bhagwan said, you fight. And he fought, killed so many people, nothing happened. Why? Because the fight was for the happiness of the Lord. Why for the happiness of the Lord? Lord has come. Why? Lord has come, taken incarnation, dharma sansthapanarthaya. Dharma sansthapanarthaya, Lord has come down. What is dharma sansthapanarthaya? Lord gets joy if there is a firm established dharma in this world. And what he does for firmly rooting the dharma? Paritranaya sadhu nama. He protect all good people. Why? Because the dharma resides in the heart of the people. So if I have to protect the dharma means what? I have to protect good people. Vinashaya cha duskritam. And all the wicked people is to be destroyed. All people are to be destroyed. And that is what happened. In Kurukshetra what happened? All the wicked people were there on the other side. Destroyed. So what Arjun did? Arjun did for the happiness of the Lord. Lord said, I want to establish that dharma. And this is dharma yuddha. You have to fight. You are not fighting for your own ego. You are fighting for me. You are instrument. Please do it. And Arjun did it. Even the killing also, so many killing, he was not tainted by the karma. On the other hand, his mind was purified because he did karma yoga. All the actions were for the happiness of the Lord. His vasana of kshatriyattam. He was born as a kshatriya. So his vasana was reduced, purified. Okay. So because of our action, we can go to sad, asad or mystery yoni. We have seen already. But we can go to the higher loka or the lower loka or in the middle. So how long you will go in the lift in the 14 lokas, up and down, up and down, up and down? Either you in the middle in the in the manushya yoni or into the dev loka or you go to the patal loka. This is what is happening. We have taken many, many births.
Arteya vidyamanepi samsritirna nivartate dhyayato vishayanasya svapne nathagamo yatha.
Arthe, real cause. Arthe, avidyamanepi. The real cause is not there, not present. Avidyaman. Vidyaman means present. Avidyaman means it's not there, not existing. Api, although samsritirna nivartate. Sanskriti, the sansar, the repeated birth and death, na nivartate, will not cease. Although the cause is not there at all. The cause is not there at all. Achha. Dhyayato visyanasya. Dhyayato means contemplating. We all are contemplating on what? Visyanasya, objects. Each of us, we are thinking about the world only. Thinking about anatma only. Out of 24 hours, 16 hours, 17 hours, whenever we are awake, we are thinking about sansar. Dhyayato visyanasya sapne sapne artha agamo yatha. Sapne, sapne means in dream, anarth, swapne, anarth, agama. Like in the swapna, anartha comes. Arrival, agama means arrival. You see, when we go to sleep, understand this thing very clearly. When we go to sleep, at least here in Chicago, we close all our windows and doors, everything. Not even a mosquito can enter. Everything is closed. Why so? Because the outside temperature is so low. So to keep our inside thing heated and everything, so we keep it rather airtight, we say airtight. Nothing should come inside. Airtight. And then we have got our secured bedroom. Other places we have got the ADT. I don't think you have experienced that ADT. If you come into the shrine here, we have got alarm system. When we go to sleep in our room, so those two rooms, three rooms are not connected with that security system. So when we go night to sleep, so we put alarm. So if anybody comes into the shrine or the basement, or even if a fly moves, the alarm will start beeping. Alarm start beeping. Or the windows, if it is not closed, it is a little bit shaking there because of the wind. Alarm will start beeping. The secured, we all are secured. When we go to sleep, we close our door also. Light dim. We know I'm there. My spouse is there. Nobody else is there. Fully secure. But when we go into the dream, what happens? We see the tiger is chasing us. What happened? We have forgotten. What we have forgotten? That we are fully secured. Not even a fly can come in, not even a single mosquito can come inside. How tiger came? We forgot our security and identified with the swapna, dream. Identify the sapna, we think that sapna is real, the tiger is real, and tiger is chasing me. I am also running, perspiring, and suffering. hands are very. Same way, this Jagrat Avastha is also like Swapna. We are all very secure. We are Atman, we are Brahman. Other than Brahman, there is nothing else here in this world. And this world is Asat. Whatever is seen, yad drishyam tad jadam. Whatever is seen, this whole world is seen. And whole world is inert. Yad drishyam tad jadam, tad vikari, tad mithya, tad asat. It is asat. It's not there. It's not there, means what? But we are transacting in the daytime. While I am awake, I am transacting. Asat means, according to Vedanta, since this world is negated in deep sleep, therefore it is asat. This world is available to us in Jagrat Avastha, in waking state. And it is available in garbled state, according to my vasana, in dream state. But this world is not available to us in deep sleep state. Therefore, it is asat. Asat means it is not available in three states. But the Atman, Atman which is illumining all our thoughts in Jagrat Avastha and Swapna Avastha, in Susupti also it is illuminating that there are nothing there. Atma is there. But where is the world? World is not there. Therefore, world we cannot say it is sat. Since the world is negated every night for us, therefore this world is asat. It is not sat. It is opposite of sat, which is asat. Or the whole world is mithya because it is limited in time. Everything is limited in time. But Atma, Atma is ajah amar, it is nitya. Therefore the world is also asat. So both way it is asat. Just as a dreaming man experiences sorrow even though there is no real cause for it. There is no real cause for the sorrow in the dream. Why we are suffering? We just forgot. What? I am secured. There is no question of sorrow there in the dream. Similarly, we forgot our true nature. Even so far, the man who dwells on the objects of the senses, the cycle of janma-mrityu does not cease. So those who dwells in the sense objects means what? In anatma-vastu. One is atma, another is anatma. Those who dwell in anatma-vastu, what will happen? They will be in the cycle of janma-mrityu, birth and death. Even though those objects do not exist in reality, even those objects do not exist in reality. Now I have explained, they don't exist in reality. They are all asat, whole world is asat, because it is negated. So example of dream is appropriate. As per vasana, a person sees or experiences sukh-dukh. These vasanas are created because of the attachment to the material thing. What happened? What sapna you see? All the sapna are according to the vasana created during the waking period. Waking period. It may be of this life or it may be of the previous life. According to the vasana, we see this world. Dhyayato vishyanasya, so long a person meditates on the sense object and wish to enjoy sukha vishay, considering himself as karta, he is jiva. Jiva is suffering. Jeev is suffering sukh and dukh. When Jeev comes to know that he is not karta, karta is prakriti, and he is thinking that I am karta is because of the delusion, then he is also not bhokta also. Then he is free. Free. Bhagwan says in Bhagavad Gita, bhoktaram yagya tapsam sarva loka maheswaram suhrit sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shanti richati. Gyatva mamsa. A man will get peace of mind, knowing me as enjoyer of all yajna. Who is the enjoyer of all sacrifices? Bhagwan. We offer it to Bhagwan whenever put an oblation. Then we say it is for your sukha. It is for you, Bhagwan. It is not for me. And the tapa, tapa is all for the Bhagwan, and that Bhagwan is Suhrid, is a friend of all. Bhagwan is friend of all. If we know this way, then we attain peace. We attain peace. When we awake to the higher Lord, when we come to know about the Bhagwan, what will happen? Then we realize that He is the owner of the whole world. Who is the owner of the whole world? We come to know that Paramatma is the owner of the whole world. He is the enjoyer of the whole world, and His friend and our well-wisher also. Our well-wisher. We have seen in the life of Raman Maharshi Ji and Akhandanand Maharaj, both of them have written that they have experienced mrityu. They have experienced the death of body. And Akhandanand Maharaj says that I have also experienced that people are carrying the body. They have put it on that funeral pyre and the body is burning. I am seeing. Who is this here? Who is this here? This here is definitely different from this body. Different from this body. That is Atman. Ultimate seer is Atman. In Drig Drishya Vivek, we have seen ultimate seer is that Atman. Ultimate seer. So whatever is seen in the Sapna, same is in the Jagrita Avastha. So as the Sapna is not real, it is mithya, it is false, same way the Jagrita is also false. So how you will realize that this is false? Many times I have explained that Jagrata Avastha is dream number one. In this dream number one, we see dream number two, which is the Swapna. And when we come out from dream number two to dream number one, then we say that dream number two is false. So when we come out from dream number one, then we will say dream number one is also false. So what we have to do, it is all play of mind, play of mind. We have to turn our attention from anatma to atma, to Bhagwan, to Paramatma, we have to do. Next verse.
Atayeva shanaischittam prasaktam asatampati bhakti yogena tibhrena viraktyachanayet vasam.
Nayet vasam. Ata, therefore. Therefore, what is to be done? Eva, alone. Sanai means gradually. Gradually. Chittam is mind. Prasaktam, asatam. What is this mind? Prasakta, attached. Attached to what? Asatam. Asatam means the material things or material enjoyment. Pathi, on the path. On this path, who is attached to material things. Bhakti yogena, by bhakti yoga. Now you have to turn your attention. We are attached to anatma, now we have turned to Bhagwan. Bhakti yogena. Tibrena means serious, viraktaya, without attachment. Viraktiya has to come. The moment from anatma, we turn to Paramatma, what it happened? Now we are no more interested in anatma vastu. Virakti, that is detachment. Cha nayet vasam, must bring under his control. This way we have to control ourselves. Therefore, through the tibra bhakti yoga, as well as through vairagya, one should gradually bring under control one's mind addicted to the pursuit of the sense object. How is the mind? Mind for millions of lives is addicted to go outside. Always go outside. This has become his habit. And the illuminator is there in the mind only. Illuminator is sitting there in the mind, illuminating all vrittis, all thoughts. It is there. But the mind is habituated to see the objects. the objects in the thought. Always habituated to see objects which are outside. So the process of liberation is stated in this verse. The cause for our bondage is considering oneself as karta and bhokta, and we do not understand this because of the charm of sense objects. Charm of the sense object. All sense objects are what? It's prakriti only. It's prakriti. My body is also made of prakriti, and the whole world is also made of prakriti. All sense objects are also made of prakriti. So the charm of sense objects attract us, and we get attached to it, all the vishay. So this verse suggests what? Do bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. Take the path of bhakti. Take a bhak of bhakti means then you have to control your senses. Don't roam into the anatma in the sense objects. Control your senses and turn toward Lord. And who is this Lord? He is the owner of the whole world. Bhokta of all sacrifices, tapa, and suhrida. Suhrida means friend of or well-wisher of all. Okay. Achha, Bhagwan, aapne kaha hai, toh hum karenge aisa. I will turn my senses toward the Paramatma. These senses are mind and everything is roaming in the world. One caution. Don't suppress senses. Turn senses to our Lord. How to turn? I want to see Bhagwan. What you should do? Okay, I have got so many pictures in the house. Earlier you will find if you visit your parents' house or grandparents, there used to be all Bhagwan pictures, you know, in the drawing room. Bhagwan pictures. Nowadays, first thing in Chicago, you don't find any picture on the wall because the wall is like that only. No? If you put a kanti there, nail, if you take out, there is a hole. La. You can't change it. Lot of jamela is there. Or in the children room, you go, you see what pictures are there. You all know. Judo, karate, and this, Spider-Man, and this and that, lot of things are there in their room. And they also will write there, don't enter. No entry. Only today I was reading the High Court of Calcutta has issued no entry in all Durga Puja pandals in India, in Calcutta. No entry. Just to save people from COVID. They all have spent lot of money in pandals and made the puja and everything. But no entry. Otherwise it's very difficult to control. So if I want to eat something, okay, I will eat prasad of Bhagwan. How you will make the prasad of Bhagwan? Brahmarpan, Brahma, Vibramagno, Brahmanavata. Make it prasad. I want to listen something. I will listen the bhajan of Bhagwan. See, this is turning. I am not suppressing my indriyas. It is just turning to the right direction. We turn. Otherwise, it is not an easy thing. You know, Vishwamitra, even such a sage, he has fallen because of Menaka. So prasakta asatampati, mind is always attracted toward the asat. Asat is, what is asat? Sense object. This world is asat. Asat. Asat means non-existing. Why it is non-existing? I told you, practically in every class I tell you, the world is not there because it is negated in deep sleep. Always remember that. If somebody asks you, Vedanta says this world is asat. Can you prove? We say it is not there. We say it is like a snake on the rope. Snake is not there. How will you prove? You have to tell how it is asat. And our mind is always attached to asat. Asakta prasaktam. Asatam prasakta. So what we have to do? Yena kena prakarena mana krishne nivesayet. Later on Bhagwan will say in Bhagavatam only. Yena kena prakarena jaise kaise jaise bhi ho. Once a Mahatma gave knowledge ज्ञान टू ए वन ग्वाला दैट यू हैव टू ऑलवेज थिंक ऑफ भगवान कृष्ण एंड ग्वाला सेड ओके आई विल ट्राई एंड व्हेन एवर ही स्टार्टेड थिंकिंग अबाउट भगवान द भैंस विल कम इन हिज मेडिटेशन अ बफेलो विल कम अरे काउ विल कम ही केम बैक टू महात्मा आपने यू टोल्ड मी टू मेडिटेट ऑन लॉर्ड कृष्णा व्हेन एवर आई सिट एंड मेडिटेट माई भैंस कम्स और माई काउ कम्स इन माई माइंड वॉट यू डू महात्मा सेड यू मेक भगवान सिट ऑन दैट बफेलो एज इफ द भगवान कृष्ण इज राइडिंग ऑन बफेलो काम हो गया यू आर सीइंग योर बफेलो ऑल्सो एंड द लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज ऑल्सो राइडिंग ऑन दैट तो ये न केन प्रकार न मन कृष्ण निवेश निवेशित वी हैव टू इन्वेस्ट वी हैव टू टर्न आवर माइंड टू भगवान
यमादिभिर्योग पथैः अभ्यसन श्रद्धयान्वितः मयि भावेन सत्येन मत्कथा श्रवणेन च
यमादिभि महर्षि पतंजलि सूत्र देर आर अष्टांग योग यम नियम आसन प्राणायाम प्रत्याहार धारणा ध्यान समाधि एट फोल्ड महर्षि पतंजलि यम आदि भी सो वी हैव टू प्रैक्टिस दिस नाउ द साधना हुई सिंह कपिल भगवान होम देवभूति वाउ यू विल गेट दैट लिबरेशन वी हैव टू डू सम साधना तो यम आदि भी योग पथे मीन्स ऑन द पाथ ऑफ योग वी वॉन्ट टू गेट यूनाइटेड विद द परमात्मा योग पथे वी हैव स्टार्टेड वॉकिंग ऑन दैट सो वॉट यू हैव टू डू यम आदि भी वी हैव टू प्रैक्टिस अभ्यसन प्रैक्टिस अब यम आदि श्रद्धान्विता विद द ग्रेट फेथ इज नॉट बाई फोर्स विद डिवोशन यस आई हैव टू डू आई वॉन्ट टू रीच परमात्मा With devotion, I have to do that. Mai bhavena, unto me, you are doing everything unto me. With bhavena means bhakti, satyena means unalloyed bhakti. With unalloyed bhakti, mat katha sravanena cha, and hearing my katha, my stories, my lila. You listen to my lila. So one has to practice yam adi. The controlling process yog, Ashtanga yog, with great faith and must elevate himself to the platform of unalloyed bhakti by chanting and hearing about my leela. So what is this Ashtanga yog of Maharshi Patanjali? The yam niyamadi. What is yama? Ahimsa, satya, asteya, brahmacharya, aparigraha. Ahimsa, non-violence. Satya, always speak truth. Asteya, don't steal. Asteya, brahmacharya, celibacy. And aparigraha, non-accumulating, aparigraha. And niyam, saucha, cleanliness, inside and outside. What is outside cleaning? Taking bath every day, keep your body clean. What is cleanliness inside? Cleanliness inside means our all impurities in the mind, rag, dvesh, likes and dislikes, these are our impurities inside. Santosh, be contented whatever we have got. Be happy, give thanks to Bhagwan. You have given me enough. Santosh. Tapa, what is tapa? Manasya indriyanam, ekagram paramam tapa. Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means studying. Studying what? Not film fair. Spiritual books. Swadhyaya. And Ishwar Pranidhana and surrender to Ishwar. Then comes asana. Asana siddhi is to be done. You have to sit in a particular posture for 3 hours. If you can sit without movement, then we say asana siddhi. Then pranayama. Pratyahar, withdrawing senses from sense object, pratyahar, dharana, concentrating mind, then dhyan, सविकल्प समाधि, सविकल्प समाधि में सजातीय वृत्ति प्रवाह, वन थॉट ध्यान, देन कम द समाधि, थॉटलेस स्टेट समाधि. ओके, सो दिस विल रेज आवर स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ भक्ति. इफ वी फॉलो दिस अष्टांग योग बाय महर्षि पतंजलि, व्हाट विल हैपन, इट विल रेज आवर स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ भक्ति, इट विल इंक्रीज. एंड भाव इज इंपॉर्टेंट इन भक्ति. लॉर्ड सेज बुधा भाव समन्विता, वन शुड बी एब्जॉर्ब इन भाव ऑफ लॉर्ड और लव ऑफ गॉड. भाव मीन्स ऑलवेज भाव ऑफ द, यू सी एक्चुअली इन द भक्ति भगवान टेक्स ओनली आवर भाव. यू नो we offer so much of fruits and sweets and everything and all the do the puja and all that, but Bhagwan takes nothing, he doesn't take anything from mm-hmm. He owns everything. Whatever prasad I have given, fruits, who gave this fruit? It is Bhagwan's. We can't create one mango artificially, not even a single flower you can make. We are plucking his flower and giving to him, that's all. And while giving, how we are offering, he take that bhav only, that's all. He will not take anything else. So if we do that way, then we'll come to know that Bhagwan is aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarva pravartate, that everything is from me, I am the source of all. Bhagwan is the source of everything, and everything evolves from him only. This way if we understand, then the wise men, what they will say? They will be bhava samanvita. Then sradhyanvita, first condition, one should have sraddha in Lord. Sraddha in Lord. Then we have got a navdha bhakti also. Navdha bhakti will come later on in the Bhagavatam only. It is sravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam pada sevanam, archanam vandanam dasyam, sakhyam atmanivedanam. Navdha bhakti. But here it was said, mat katha sravanena. First and foremost, listen to my katha. And then you can do the naam jap also. But the first priority here, Kapil Bhagwan is saying, you listen to my katha. So the mind which is going outside, it will be in the katha. So this way, you will be coming to me. So how it should be done? Satyena niskapatena, without duplicity. If you have kapat, then the mind is not pure, not fit for bhakti. So mind should be pure to do bhakti. Next we will see, there are further more sadhanas given. We will see in our next class.
Purnamadh Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.